Maxwell House, America's favorite coffee, brings you a new series of programs featuring the domestic adventures of that lovable Mr. and Mrs. George and Gracie. With yours truly, Bill Goodwin, the Les Paul Trio, and the music of Meredith Wilson and his orchestra. Well, George and Gracie are almost settled in their new home. Today, they're tackling one of the last jobs, the assignment of drawer space and closet space for their clothes.
Gracie, where can I put my shirts?
Well, you can have every drawer in the bureau except the top four.
Okay, Hey, there are only four drawers in the bureau.
Oh, sorry, dear, but that's my last offer.
I suppose you'd like me to put my shirts under the bureau.
On the dirty floor? Of course not.
Good.
Here's a sheet of newspaper.
Thanks. What'll I do with my underwear?
Well, you can use the top shelf of the closet, dear.
How could I reach my underwear way up there?
Well, just let the legs hang down and grab them.
Gracie, I don't like to complain, but so far the only space I got is one drawer in the night table for my socks. Why is that?
Because you're sweet, noble, and chivalrous, George. You'd make any sacrifice for me, wouldn't you?
Sure, I guess so.
Well, then take your socks out. I'll put my cold cream in.
Now, wait a minute.
Oh, you're so lucky to be married, dear. Think of that poor man who lived here all alone before we moved in.
Mr. Jones?
Yes. When he wanted a clean pair of socks, he had to search through drawer after drawer.
Yeah.
And you have a pair in every pocket.
You're very fortunate. And look at the way the suits are all jammed in that closet.
Oh, that reminds me, dear. I wish you'd hang the blue suit on the far end.
Why?
Well, when I turn on the light, the glare from the pants almost blinds me.
I'll move it.
Hi, folks. Where are you?
Oh, back in here in the bedroom, Bill. Come on back.
Now, look, honey. My clothes are so wrinkled, I'm ashamed to wear them.
Well, what's doing, kids?
Well, we're putting away our clothes, and George is a little dissatisfied.
What's the beef, little man?
Little man. Well, Bill, for once in my life, I'd like to wear something that doesn't show wrinkles.
But, George, you look so silly in a veil.
Very amusing fellow. By the way, Bill, I'd like to have a little private talk with you. Gracie, would you leave me alone with the comedian?
Oh, go right ahead and talk, dear. I won't listen.
You won't, huh? Bill,
huh?
What do you think Gracie would like for Christmas?
A wristwatch.
I thought so. Let's step in the next room, Bill.
What's the big secret, George?
Well, I'm going to throw a housewarming party tonight, and I want it to be a surprise for Gracie.
Oh.
And I'd like you to come and bring a date. How about that girl you had New Year's Eve? She was cute.
Alice?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't, George. You see, to be fair, I keep my girls in alphabetical order and work my way down the list one each night. I dated Alice almost a year ago. I'm past her.
Oh.
I'll bring Annabelle.
Nice working down. Oh, and Bill, do you think you could find a girl for Meredith Wilson? He's too bashful to make a date himself.
Oh, sure, I'll fix it.
Now, remember, Gracie mustn't know a thing about this.
Oh, don't worry. But let me give you a tip, George. Women like surprise parties, but they like to be surprised when they're looking their best.
So what?
So, without tipping off the party, tell Gracie to buy a new dress.
That's a great idea, Bill. I'll do it.
Good. And if she faints, just put her feet higher than her head.
Yeah.
Well, goodbye, Gracie. See you later.
Oh, goodbye, Bill.
Gracie, I've got a wonderful idea.
What?
You go downtown and buy yourself a new dress. What's so funny?
It sounded just like you said, go downtown and buy yourself a new dress.
That's what I did say.
You got a fever, dear?
No. In fact, get a whole new outfit. Dress, shoes, hat, everything.
George Burns, what have you been up to?
Huh?
You must have an awfully guilty conscience telling me to go out and buy a dress and hat and shoes.
But, honey, just because I tell you to go out and spend $20 or $25? That doesn't mean I've done anything.
It doesn't, huh? What were you and Bill talking about that you didn't want me to hear?
Why,
Wolf. Was he getting you a date with another woman?
Oh, Gracie, how could there possibly be another woman for a man who's married to you?
Oh, yes, I guess I didn't stop to think. Say you forgive me.
it's okay.
How could I doubt you? Who's the sweetest, kindest husband in the whole world?
Me.
And who's the man I'll always love and trust?
Me. I'll get it. Hello?
Hello, George. This is Bill. Say, I'm at the corner drugstore, and I just got a terrific date for Meredith Wilson.
Really?
Yeah. That redhead who works behind the cigar counter is back in town. You know, Sugar.
Sugar is in town? Wonderful.
Uh-huh.
Goodbye, Sam. Good old Sam.
Who's Sugar?
Sugar.
You heard me. Who's Sugar?
How would you like a nice pair of gloves to go with that new dress?
Who's Sugar?
Or maybe a nice new handbag.
Who's Sugar? Alligator?
Any kind you want.
You'll buy it for me?
Absolutely.
Promise?
I promise.
Oh, thank you, George. Now, who's Sugar?
All right, I'll tell you. Then you'll see how silly you were not to trust me. Sugar is the name of Sam's Airedale.
You mean Sugar is just a dog?
Sure.
Oh, I'm sorry, darling. I've been a fool again. Say you forgive me.
It's okay.
How could I doubt you? Who's the sweetest, kindest husband in the whole world?
Me.
Who's the man I always love and trust?
Me.
And who's Sugar?
Now, look here. Sugar is an Airedale.
Hey, George, what's the idea hanging up on me?
Bill, do you happen to know who Sugar is?
Sugar? Of course.
Well, of course he knows. Don't you, Fido? I mean, Bill.
Huh?
Bill, I asked you who Sugar is.
Yeah, speak, boy. Speak. Speak. Come on, boy. I'll give you horse meat.
What's going on here, anyway?
Bill, I want to know who Sugar is.
Well, I'll be glad to tell you, Gracie. Sugar is... You all right?
Well, come on. Who is she, Bill?
Well, Gracie... Gracie, I think I better take George outside.
Meredith Wilson and his beautiful chiffon arrangement of Sweet and Low.
Listen, George, we can tell Gracie who Sugar is without giving away the surprise housewarming.
Yeah, I guess we can at that. Come on. Gracie, we've decided to tell you the truth. Sugar is Meredith Wilson's date.
He has a date with an Airedale?
That could happen to Meredith. But in this case, she happens to be a woman.
And she's not after George?
She's not after me. I've only seen her once in my life.
Oh, I'll bet she's beautiful. more beautiful than I am.
No, she isn't.
Yes, she is.
No, she isn't.
I don't know. She's awfully pretty.
You stay out of this.
Well, anyway, Gracie, now you know the truth. Sugar is Meredith Wilson's girl.
That's right.
Come in.
Hiya, folks.
Well, Meredith, we were just talking about you. How's Sugar?
How's Sugar? Sweet, I guess.
Have you seen Sugar lately?
About an hour ago in my coffee.
In your coffee?
Well, she's always getting into Meredith's coffee, Gracie. He uses Maxwell House, you know. And Maxwell House is America's number one coffee choice. Well, let's run along, Meredith.
Just a minute. Meredith, have you a girl named Sugar?
Me?
Well, let's run along, Meredith.
Gosh, no. I don't have any girl at all, Mrs. Burns.
Well, let's run along, Meredith.
Wait a minute. I'll run with you.
Oh, no. Not so fast. So, Sugar is Meredith's girlfriend, huh?
Well, sure. Meredith, you remember meeting Sugar. I took you to her house and introduced you.
You did?
Well, certainly. And you two sat on the divan while I went out to the kitchen and made a pot of delicious, fragrant Maxwell House coffee. There you were, alone with that redhead. The lights were low.
Oh, boy. Well, what happened?
What happened, he says. What always happens when you use Maxwell House? You get the finest cup of coffee in the world.
But the girl...
Maxwell House has more flavor. More flavor in the blend because of the fine Latin American coffee selected and combined by Maxwell House master craftsmen.
But the redhead...
And more flavor in the cup because of Radiant Roast, which uniformly develops the richness, mellowness, and full-bodied flavor of every coffee bean.
But what happened to Sugar and me sitting on the divan?
Meredith, don't you remember? She grabbed you and threw her arms around you.
Gosh, well, what happened then, Bill, huh? Huh, Bill, huh, Bill? What happened then, Bill, huh?
You fought like a tiger.
Mm-hmm.
I say you fought like a tiger.
I did?
You said, get away from me.
Gee, I'm such a jerk.
No, you're not. You wanted your hands free so you could drink that Maxwell House coffee. You knew that Maxwell House is always appetizing, rich, full-bodied, mellow coffee at its full-flavored best.
I did.
Good to the last drop.
Oh, now look, boys, this little farce has gone far enough. I know who Sugar is. She's a vampire, and she's after my husband.
Oh, Gracie.
And you're just trying to protect him, Bill Goodwin.
No, honest, Gracie.
Bill, you can't argue with her when she's like this. Come on, let's get out of here.
You too, Meredith.
Okay.
Men. They're beasts. That's what they are. All of them. Wish there was something else the girl could marry. Believe me, what the women of this country need is a third sex.
Good morning, Mrs. Burns. Here's your mail.
Oh, all right, Mr. Postman.
You're not very friendly this morning.
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Postman, but I just can't be civil to anyone wearing pants today.
Well, it's against regulations for me to take them off.
I meant you're a man, and I feel very bitter about men today. They're fickle and deceitful. Why can't they be faithful and true, like a dog? Sometimes I wish I had married a dog.
Take it from me, it ain't great.
Oh, I wish I had met Mr. Jones, the tenant who lived here before we moved in. He must have been pretty smart. He lived alone and liked it.
Please, Mrs. Burns, don't feel so bitter about marriage. Not all husbands are fickle. Look at me. Goodness knows I have plenty of opportunities. With my handsome physique and dynamic personality...
You do.
Oh, yes. When I married my wife, I swore I'd never look at another woman.
And you never have?
Never. Her puss cured me forever. Well, goodbye, Mrs. Burns. Remember, keep smiling. Of time, long as stars are in the blue.
Mr. Postman.
Why, Mr. Jones, we were just talking about you. Why are you hiding here in the bushes?
I'm waiting to see you. Listen, you gotta help me. My ex-wife's in town and she's after me.
So what?
So if an old battle axe asks you about me, don't tell her I've moved. Tell her I still live here.
Oh, but you don't, Mr. and Mrs. Burns? Yeah,
I know, but I need time to get out of town. I owe her 15 years back alimony. $30,000.
Wow.
Oh, I've done everything. I've even changed my name.
Yes?
Where is he?
Who?
The little shrimp who lives here.
There is no little shrimp in this house. He left with Bill Goodwin.
Well, then I'll wait. I ain't been chasing him 15 years to quit now.
Chasing him for... So you're the woman who's after my husband.
You ain't kidding. And now I'm going to get what's coming to me.
Your sugar.
30,000 lumps of it. So he's told you about me, huh?
Oh, we talked of nothing else all day. But now that I've seen you, I'm not worried. You'll never take George Burns away from me.
George Burns? So he's changed again, huh?
Changed?
Sure. The last time I saw him, he was green.
Oh, well, not anymore. I taught him plenty.
Come on, stop stalling. I want the $30,000 he owes me.
He owes you $30,000? What for?
Alimony. 15 years back alimony.
Oh, no, there must be some mistake. You can't mean George.
George, Oscar, all I know is I've had to work. I've paid the rent. I've bought the clothes. Not once has he used his money.
Oh, I guess you do mean George. Oh, this is awful. He never told me he was married before he met me. What if he can't pay?
He goes to jail for 30 years.
Oh, I don't care. I'll wait for him. In 30 years, George will only be... Let's see. Oh, this is ridiculous.
Well, think it over.
No, wait. To save George from jail, I'll make the supreme sacrifice.
What sacrifice?
I'll give him back to you.
Oh, no.
Oh, but if you don't take him, you won't get anything. He's better than nothing.
Just barely. Still, he's no good to me in jail. And he did used to help me with the housework.
Oh, he can still do the housework.
And he was handsome.
Oh, and he still is.
And how that man could kiss.
He can still do the housework.
It's Les Paul and his trio in Dark Eyes.
George wants to do something, I just say no, and that's the end of it. Well, don't worry. I'll use the same system.
But it's been so long since you knew him. There are a lot of little things I should tell you. For instance, when you see him in his underwear in the morning, don't laugh. He hates it.
Mm. Well, I'll remember that.
And don't forget, he's reached a brittle age now. When you sit on his lap, lower yourself very gently.
I'll be as careful as I can.
Well, I guess there's nothing left to do now but go in and get it over with.
How are you going to break it to him?
Well, I'll be as gentle as I possibly can. I don't want to hurt the poor dear too much. I'll start off by talking about something else, and then very gradually and subtly, I'll sort of sneak into telling him I'm leaving.
Oh, okay. I'll wait for you here.
George, that's a lovely looking suit you have on.
Well, thanks.
Well, goodbye. I'm leaving you.
Huh?
This mockery we call a marriage is over. Why pretend any longer?
Pretend?
Well, sure. The time has come for me to cast you aside like I throw away an orange I was through with.
But...
You're all squeezed out, George.
Gracie, I don't get this. I thought you loved me.
Me? Loved you? Me? Loved you? Me?
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Look, if you never loved me, why did you ever marry me in the first place?
Money, George. Money, security, and a nice home.
Oh.
Now that you've finally got them all, I'm leaving you.
Now, wait a minute, Gracie. If you're worried about sugar...
Sugar? Me? Sugar?
Now, cut that out. Cut that out.
George, I'm not leaving you because of sugar. She has nothing to do with it. You see, there's another man.
Another man?
Uh-huh.
Who is he?
Oh, he's wonderful. He's so romantic, so irresistible. He just swept me off my feet.
Who is he?
What fire, what charm. He's got everything you've gotten 20 years less of it.
Who is he? What's his name?
His name?
Yes, his name.
Well, I call him Poopsie.
Yeah. But his real name, what is it?
His real name? Well, I,
Hello, Gracie. I just came over to...
Poopsie!
Something you ate?
Gracie, you mean Meredith Wilson is Poopsie?
Yes. Meredith, let's get away from it all. Let's go to the Riviera. Now, tonight.
All right. What's playing there?
Now, wait a minute, Gracie. This flute player swept you off your feet?
Yes, George. You see, Poopsie, I've told George about our love. Our wild, flaming love.
That sounds exciting. Would you tell me, too?
Oh, no. We don't have to pretend now. We're like the lovers in the beautiful opera. I'm Isolde and you're Tristan. I'm Carmen and you're Don Jose. I'm Madame and you're Butterfly.
Gee, first it was sugar and now it's you. I must be a devil when I'm unconscious.
Gracie, you're making this up. There's something behind it.
Oh, no. It's just that our marriage won't work. I'm going to put you out of my mind. Forget you completely.
Gracie, you can never forget me.
We'll see. Well, goodbye, Harry.
Harry?
Oh, you see, I've forgotten you already.
Oh.
Come, Poopsie.
Well, did you fix it? Can I have my husband again?
Yes. He's yours.
Oh, good. I can hardly wait to see my handsome Oscar.
Oh, go to him before I weaken.
Yes?
Oscar, what have they done to you?
Oscar? My name is George Burns. I'm not Oscar.
No, now that I have a better look at you, I see you're not.
What is all this?
Your wife said I was your wife.
My wife's... Gracie, come back here.
It's no use, George. Poopsie
and
I...
Oh, stop that. Did you sick this woman on me?
I only wanted to keep you out of jail, dear.
But this guy ain't Oscar.
But aren't you, Sugar?
No.
You weren't married to my husband?
No, he's about the only trouble I never had.
Oh, this is terrible. Oh, George, can you ever forgive me? Well, oh, of course you can. Who's the sweetest, kindest husband in the whole world?
Me.
And who's the man I'll always love and trust?
Me.
Okay, now who's Sugar?
Oh.
Hey, Meredith.
Oh, yes, Bill.
That song you were just playing, how come it sounds so much better now than when I heard you rehearsing it this afternoon?
Well, that's because I rehearsed the orchestra a section at a time, Bill.
Oh.
You probably just heard the rhythm section, or the clarinets, or the saxophones, or the strings.
I see.
I rehearsed the four sections separately, Bill, and then blend them together.
Well, it sounds to me like you swiped an idea from the makers of Maxwell House Coffee, Meredith. That's the way they blend those fine Latin American coffees to give Maxwell House its delicious flavor. They use Manizales for mellowness.
Like this?
Right. And use Medellins for richness. They use Bucaramangas for full body. And other fine Latin American coffees for vigor. And when these choice coffees are skillfully blended together, the result is that perfectly balanced blend, America's number one coffee choice, Maxwell House. Always good to the last drop. Now, here are George and Gracie.
A fine mess you got me into with that Oscar Green mix-up.
Oh, I'm sorry, dear. Now, just forget it ever happened.
It's not so easy. You were actually going to leave me, huh?
Me? Leave you?
Good night, me? Folks.
Join us again next week when we'll all be back. George Burns, Gracie Allen, Meredith Wilson and his orchestra, and yours truly, Bill Goodwin. Until next Thursday, then, good night and good luck from the makers of Maxwell House, America's number one brand of coffee, always good to the last drop. Stay tuned to this station because Dinah Shore's open house is coming on in just a second. Dinah's special guests tonight are Cesar Romero and Vera Vey.
Goody, goody, go, goody.